At the library I had finished reading messages from my Google page and closed it. But then, I remembered something else I wanted to include. On attempting to get back, my password was not accepted. So, I decided to change it. My fingers must have slipped because I was refused entry again. When I got home, further access to my Gmail was denied. Oh, no. I was totally blocked. What to do? I refuse to have a cell phone. Why put out the money when the extent of my phone conversation is, "Do you want to meet for coffee? Okay, see you there." And, I don't have another email account. After much fiddling, I found that in order to restore your Gmail, one needs to get a code by accessing one or the other. I called Google based in California when, after listening to Muzak, a recorded message asks for an account number if you want to continue. Who knows their Google account number? How do you find it? Since I don't have a cell, I decided to create another email account. To do that, you have to prove that you are not a robot. One must pass 6 tests. There are a series of pictures, in which you must identify shape and direction. A technician tried to help me. He failed 3 times to prove that he was not a robot, so I tried it myself and did it in one go, proving I was not a robot. Yeah. I successfully got a new email address and a new password, which I used to request the required code to open the account. When I gleefully received the code 695684, I went back to Google and typed it in. It was rejected. I tried 3 times with 3 different codes. I got a message that I'd been refused access again, for trying too many times. Grr. They claim that having people jump through hoops to access an account is for security, but we are not given a choice. If I don't do any financial transactions, or do any shopping over the computer, shouldn't I have the option to decline such security? I know that my identity has been stolen. I know there are others walking around using my name. It's a given. I don't need all this security, just to communicate to family and friends over the internet. I've come to the conclusion that the person who devised this nonsense is a sociopath, or a robot. I was told that once you're locked out, that's it. All is lost. Then, a friend suggested I try Phil at Baltec Electronics on 2nd Avenue, where I met a nice fellow who was speaking on the phone, rattling on a computer and commiserating with a customer, like spinning discs at a rave, and talking at the same time. After listening to my tale of woe, on being incommunicado, he said, "Okay, I got it. Come back in a week." On my return, he helped me create a memorable password. And then, with an engaging grin, said, "It's up." And, it was. Yeah, I'm back. Thank you, Phil. Melody Wales is a Squamish senior, veteran writer, and not a robot.